Okay, so that was a short discussion of stress and strain to introduce the tensors. And now I'm going to go to a description of statistical physics. And I hope you've already had this in the thermodynamics course. You know what a microcanonical ensemble is. Does it sound familiar, microcanonical ensemble? Someone said it before. Okay, so a microcanonical ensemble is an ensemble where you describe the system in terms of the internal energy. And for a microcanonical ensemble, the independent variables that you use are all proportional to the size of the system. So you use only things like the entropy or the magnetization, the electric polarization, the strain of the system, or the number or the volume. These things scale with the size of the system. So the M and the P are the magnetization and the total polarization. If you have two magnets and you bring them together, then the magnetization of the whole system is twice the magnetization of the two individual ones. So these are all things that scale. And a change in the free energy is some change in one of these independent coordinates times the conjugate variable to that coordinate. So if you change the entropy, a change in the internal energy is the temperature times the entropy. And probably in the thermodynamics course, at this point in the equation, it said pressure times volume. So in thermodynamics, typically you talk about changes in the internal energy by, if you change the volume of the system and you hold the number constant, that increases the energy. If you compress it, it will increase the energy. And you would put pressure times volume there. And for solids, we now have to put stress and strain because crystals are not isotropic and you can't just describe it in terms of pressure and volume. But this is where pressure and volume would come in. If it was a gas, we would just use pressure and volume, but for a solid, we use stress and strain. And then if you change the electric polarization, then the change in the internal energy will have to do with the electric field. And if you change the magnetization, it will be the magnetic field. So if these are the independent variables of internal energy, then I can just take the definition of derivative and write it out like this. And then I can identify that the temperature is the partial derivative of the internal energy with respect to entropy. And the stress is the derivative with respect to strain and so forth. So I could calculate, if I knew the internal energy, I could calculate the electric field by differentiating with respect to the polarization. In order to get these terms with electric and magnetic fields, you have to add them to the, so you have to add them to the problem. And so far we haven't done that for electrons. For electrons, when we calculated the band structure, we didn't include the fact that there was a magnetic field present and that would change the energy of the electron states. I will do that in the advanced course. I solved the Schrodinger equation again with a magnetic field applied. But you just imagine that there is an answer, right? So you could solve the Schrodinger equation with a magnetic field for electrons moving in a solid. And you usually, for the electric field, what you do is you just solve for the band structure in zero electric field and then add the electric field as a perturbation afterwards. But in order to calculate the free energy, you have to add it as a perturbation. You have to include the electric and magnetic field in the description.